I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Horror at the Store is sponsored by FYE. You can check them out in-store or at FYE.com for some of the coolest horror merch you can find. Guys, welcome to another episode of Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach, and today we have a wonderful human here. He's an actor, comedian. He's in the show Young Rock.
Sure, yeah, Young Rock, The Young Rock.
The Young Rock.
Yeah.
He rocks. Adam Ray.
You sound like my mom on every Facebook post.
You rock.
She posts You Rock on almost every Facebook post.
That's hilarious.
She'll even dig up old Facebook posts and reshare them and put You Rock next to them.
My mom does that too.
I'd rather have that versus the alternative of like, you suck, you pussy, you're never going to make it, right?
You're nothing.
You're nothing.
Should have aborted you.
I should have swallowed. Yeah, yeah. Mom, come on. Yeah.
Mom, settle down.
Yeah, yeah, please.
Settle, mom. You know, you'd rather have the love than the...
I think so.
So we watched, you made me watch Wolf Cop.
You know what? The way you said that sounded like everyone who was forced to watch Two Girls, One Cup.
Yeah.
You made me watch it and I can never see cups the same or friendship.
You tied me down and made me watch this goddamn film. Like, oh my, but like.
By the way, even on Two Girls, One Cup, my mom would comment, you rock. She's that supportive. She'd be like, they're doing something.
They're like, good job. Good job, sweetie.
Real quick tangent. I did a Kermit the Frog reaction video to Two Girls, One Cup. Oh, and my mom was like, that's so sweet because you love the Muppets. That's so sweet that you. I was like, Mom, I don't think. She's like, what is it about? I was like, do not look it up. She's like, I'm going to look it up.
Of course she did.
She started it. And then she got a vibe. She goes, I got a vibe that it was going to be something I didn't want to see. I go, from what? She goes, the music just seemed off.
The music,
and,
yeah. It's
and speaking
the
of
music,
horror movies. The Two Girls, One Cup soundtrack, it definitely has like ominous vibes.
Yeah.
Not as good as the Wolf Cop soundtrack.
Oh, of course. You know, you can't beat 2014 just rocking it. So why this movie?
Jessamay Peluso and I got really stoned one night and she's a good person to pull up like just random obscure movies. I can't remember how she found this. And this is probably 8-9 years ago.
Okay.
And we were so baked, and she was like, I heard about this movie, Wolf Cop, and we sat there comatose watching it, laughing our asses off.
I could understand
that. And then so engaged as well.
Yeah.
So it was funny. Some of the effects were not bad.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of actually pretty good stuff.
Thank
in
you.
It.
And then there's some that are just atrocious.
Shit, yeah. So how many times have you seen this movie?
Two.
It's just so then and yeah. Now. Oh my God.
When John was like, think of a horror movie, I was like, fuck. I was thinking of like, you know, the movie Orphan was always terrifying to me.
That one traumatized me as a kid.
Scary. I still haven't seen The Shining, so I was going to almost pull that out to watch, but I didn't think I'd have time. So, and then Scream. I know you're getting Jamie Kennedy for that, which is the right move.
Oh, yeah.
And then I don't know. It also felt like something that I was pretty sure you hadn't seen.
Yeah.
Because I feel like most people haven't seen it.
This is true.
I haven't brought up Wolf Cop in many conversations. but when I do, it's usually met with like, I'm good, man. Is the music better than the Two Girls, One Cup?
You're like, I don't know.
Like, it's not.
Is it that good?
Yeah.
Maybe it's not.
And the acting's okay.
Sure.
Great.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Thank you. That was my test to see where your barometer for
I love a good shit horror movie. Like, I love Troll 2. Have you ever seen Troll 2?
Oh, yeah. Is that the one with Aniston?
No.
She's in Troll 1.
Isn't
Jennifer Aniston in Troll?
She's in
Leprechaun.
Leprechaun. Yeah.
I get Leprechauns and Trolls and Brad Williams mixed up all the
Troll
time.
Troll 2 has...
Thank you, John.
Troll 2 doesn't have anything to do with Troll 1. It's just...
Bummer.
It's a good movie, though. You should watch it. I think that one is also a good high movie.
By the way, Air Bud 1, nothing to do with Air Bud 6.
That's... I've
different sports, different dog. And you Whoa. Thought we didn't know? It's almost like when they swapped out a new Vivian Banks. It's like, the first one, way blacker.
Oh, yeah.
Second Vivian, I think, better actor. Although, I don't know. Now that I'm bringing it up, how'd we go from Wolf Cop to Vivian Banks?
You usually go Vivian to Wolf Cop. We're here for the ride.
Thanks for watching it.
Of course.
And I want to just know this real quick. Overall rating, like enjoy or not enjoy? If you had to just, or do you save that for the end?
I usually save that till the end.
Do you give it like, I gave it 2, ow!
I usually give it out of 10.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can also do that. One of those. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
It's a great title. The title, I'm sure, made you go, oof.
I went, oh, this is great.
There better be a fuck scene with a wolf and a bartender.
That's what, if it didn't happen, I would be like, what's the point of the movie?
Yeah, why did you recommend this?
This is, if there's not a tit shot, if there's not a penis with blood squirting out of it, what's the point?
That was intense.
That, I
was having bar mitzvah flashbacks.
As someone who does not have a penis, I was like, that seems like that would hurt.
Oh, every guy, when they see videos, whether it's America's Funniest Home Videos, plastic wiffle ball to the nuts,
yeah,
or Wolf Cop, blood-infused cock exploding, yeah, all dudes feel other dudes' dick pain. That, like,
yeah,
like you just instinctively go, oh, no, it's too much blood. It's going to blow up. You know, like, you just, it's weird. You just feel it.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know what that feeling is.
Yeah, no, we shot an episode where someone talked about, like, stabbing someone's vagina.
Mm.
And I was like, you know what? I don't like that. I'm
like good.
That just with a knife. Just
yeah.
Stabby. Just
yikes.
A little stabby action. I'm like, you know what? I get a period. I don't need any more blood up there. I'm good.
That's a solid, sound assessment.
It was, yeah. Also, this log line that is...
Oh, please, I don't know what the log line is.
As a series of strange and violent events begin to occur, an alcoholic policeman realizes that he has been turned into a werewolf as part of a larger plan. Which, that... How he got turned... So it's just, he's just an alcoholic cop. And I was like, oh, we're going with the cliche of... you know, all cops, I think you'd be a better cop if all cops were just, you know, eating donuts and getting drunk like they are in the movies.
Oh, I wasn't one of the sponsors on the, I remember it was one of the stations, it was like, sponsored by Liquor Donuts.
And everyone's like, yeah, Liquor Donuts.
Awesome.
Like Dunkin' Donuts should start serving liquor.
1,000%. It's a missed opportunity. Also, I think right out of the gate, it sucked me in with the, when she, you know, they're like, they're going to cancel Drink Shot. What was it called? Drink and Shoot?
Yeah.
Well, I wrote it down. Drink and Shoot. Where they hunt the Woodhaven Beast.
Oh, yes.
We're just people get, and then he goes, and then it's like, wouldn't be a bad idea if they canceled a bunch of drunk guys with guns. And then she looks down at him, and he's drinking, and he's got a gun. And he goes, very funny. And then she goes, when's the last time you've even used that? Do you still even know how to use that thing? And she says it like, you know, like it was definitely.
Like his penis.
Penis, gun, same thing. Can like, you shoot either one?
You're like, we get it. We see what you did there.
But
look
I like
you.
That, because it set the tone and the table for like, oh,
this is
cheeky,
kind of
wink,
movie.
Wink,
yeah.
Dumb jokes, but like they're committing to them.
Oh, 100%.
Like, they did the table read and laughed, and then the director was like, that's a good joke.
Put
they're
it
like,
in.
Okay.
They're like, okay.
Brad's losing
the
it.
The dumber the better.
The dumber the better.
Awesome. Awesome. The werewolf transformation scene is literally identical to an American Werewolf in London. Have you ever seen that movie?
I haven't.
Okay. It's literally identical, but I would say it's more grosser.
Yeah.
Like there's more.
Oh,
like,
the skin's
weird...
separating.
Yeah. And every time he turns into a werewolf, his skin just falls. Like, how fast is this man growing
that
skin?
That was kind of cool. Yeah.
That was.
How fast is he growing skin?
Like, his face just rips off. Everything is just peeling off like it's like a sunburn.
Yeah.
And
there's.
No, not even a sunburn. Like, he, like, slices it off.
Oh, yeah. And it looked, I mean, they did a good job with the prosthetics to make it look skinny enough. But there's definitely probably Dr. Pimple Popper patients out there.
Oh, we're that, like, this is amazing.
That are so jealous. They're like, I wish I could rip all my skin off and turn into a beast. At least I could fucking get a date.
Literally,
instead of having a fucking shoe on my forehead.
Like, the bartender was like, oh, you know, like after they had,
she loved it.
They had sex. They had that. That
violent
sex scene.
Wolf sex.
That I was like, is this a porno? Is this some movies? I'm like, okay, this is definitely streaming on Pornhub. This has to be streaming on Pornhub.
Oh yeah,
somewhere.
That scene, and then she says right after, "I'm glad I waited to fuck the better version of you."
Like by damn.
The
way,
and he just laughs it off. I was like, oh God.
Like that's
how did she see him prior to this?
Like you, okay. Central question: would you fuck a werewolf?
Oh my God, no.
Okay.
I didn't really know how to. There's no real.
But you paused. But you had to think about it for a second.
Yeah, I didn't know how to. I was trying to think of a jokey answer, but
okay.
I have a pretty firm. You know, not that I'm out there fighting the good fight against bestiality.
Yeah.
You know what? To each their own.
Yeah.
For me personally,
okay, yeah,
how
sure.
I was raised.
Okay.
You pet your dogs. You don't fuck them.
That, you know,
hi, I'm Adam Ray, and I hope I can count on your vote for U.S. Senate. No, I don't know. There's nothing attractive about it,
yeah.
You know. And then there's the whole. I feel like, you know, would you fuck a wolf for $1 million? Like, you know, I don't know. There, you know, yeah, I guess if money's involved, but I don't know. I know probably.
Everybody has their limits. Everyone's got like. You know,
I'm gonna stick with definitely not final.
Definitely
answer.
Not unless, unless.
I mean, look, if it's one of see, there's all sorts of scenarios you could create here where it's like if it's just you and a wolf. And the mankind population rests on you guys fucking.
I'd kill us both.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I wouldn't even want the wolf to. Well, because then. Actually,
there's
I'd try
hair,
to kill the wolf.
Then there's hair everywhere. And it's like.
I wouldn't.
You're picking hair out of like places you didn't want to pick hair.
Yeah. It's also. I wouldn't put it past the wolf. Like if you like killed yourself so he wouldn't fuck you, I bet the wolf would still
fuck you,
would eat you and then fuck, like, yeah. I've just some Jeffrey Dahmer shit.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Wolves and Jeffrey Dahmer, I feel like, are living same in the same thing. Boat
yeah.
of crazy.
Yeah, 100%.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
But I really liked the shot of the facial hair when he first, the initial transformation when he went in the mirror and he saw the whole... It looked like the never-ending story Orion that they'd carved into his chest, mm-hmm. but it was whatever sadistic the beast, the Woodhaven beast, on him. And then remember they cut to that shot of like hairs growing out of his face.
Yeah, ow.
I don't. Yeah,
it was giving the like the fly when like that
totally.
Would come out and it,
yeah, a little bit of a gag moment. He did a good job acting the transformation.
Yeah, that's.
I want to give him credit on that. Like, and then when he was in the jail and his buddy was taping him,
which
that
I love that character. What is his name? Willie.
That Willie's got vibes of who's the neighbor in Office Space?
Oh crap!
You know, hey yeah. Jerry.
Yeah.
Mammograms on Channel 48. That guy's from the Drew Carey Show.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, great character, and he was probably the best actor.
Oh,
in the movie.
He was awesome. He was so fun, and then. To find out he was working with the
bummer,
I was like, "Damn it! Of course I liked you.
All his
You're
buddies,
an evil guy."
That classic story where all your buddies just want to drink your blood.
It be like that sometimes. Ugh, the worst.
The worst. Oh God, I wish you could just be my friend and not want to drink my blood.
And then the girl that you just fucked is actually an old woman and not a hot.
Oh
babe.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait. And then she kept flipping. I'm like,
that was a weird twist.
I'm like, you're shit. Also, fun fact, she. I don't know why, because the girl, like, the bartender was gorgeous in stilettos.
Yeah.
Like, 6-inch stilettos, I might add, bartending.
Yeah.
Which just, that seems like a hazard already, but of course, it's not realistic here.
1,000.
Fine. But she used a body double for the sex scene.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I don't think you needed to, but that's okay. I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Maybe that was her choice. Maybe it was... She's like, look, I will show my tits, but not in Wolf Cop.
I'll show the butt, but not...
I'll show the butt. Yeah. There's got to be actresses out there that have a strictly, I'll show butt, but no boob.
Yeah, probably. Like, full boob, if it was like side boob, maybe, but like not full...
Now, piggyback on that, do you think there's someone out there, like a guy that's out there who's like, I'll show my left nut, but I won't show my wiener.
Probably,
like,
if I have a small penis. They might have big balls.
Almost like a girl being like, I'll show my taint, but I won't show my tit. And you're like, yeah. That's your choice, Meryl Streep. Gotcha.
Boom. Roasted.
There's. I want to think there's a world where Meryl Streep has a movie like Wolf Cop in her back catalog.
They all do. That's why I love, like, everyone's like, oh, like this movie's shit by Steven Spielberg. I'm like, that's how they started. Like, everybody starts somewhere. Everybody starts in like some shitty, like low budget indie movie.
Yeah.
And it's usually a horror film.
Yeah.
Or it's like a crap comedy. And
yeah.
Then they just make their way to the big things. But then when you find those shitty movies, I love being like, hey, I loved your work in, you know, Wolf Cop 7, The Return of.
God, from your lips to God's ears. The return from what?
The
return from something, you got it.
The return of the taint. That's where
I'll take that.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, the old woman had a great line at the end where she goes, "Get where he takes off." And I love that, you know, his buddy just starts shooting people left and right.
Yeah, with like the old timey gun too.
Yeah,
I was like, "Is this Looney Tunes?
Yeah, I know.
Are you Elmer Fudd? What's happening?"
Great call, funny reference, very funny. What did she say? The old woman. She goes. I wrote down, she goes, get your men and get me that wolf. Get me that wolf. I was like, that's a cool line. And I, for sure, she was practicing that over and over
100%.
A thousand different ways.
Got it.
Get me that wolf. Get me that wolf.
Get me that wolf.
Get me that wolf. But just what a funny line too. And also a thing in the table read where somebody laughed.
And they're like, say it like that. And yeah. She's like, all of her takes are the same.
Yeah, oh yeah. No, she's got no range, you can tell.
She says, that's it. That's all she can do. Oh, God. This... Also, when the wolf is chained up to the tree...
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, he has no power.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I can't get out of the chains, but
yeah.
I can rip off doors. I can rip off people's faces.
Yeah, I know.
But I can't get out of some tiny chains...
Yeah, there are some holes in the film.
Which is fine, but I just, you know, I'm pointing them out because I'm like, you know, we're here for you, but like...
Look, we're on board with the...
Stick with the lore. What's happening?
Yes. It's certain movies like Wolf Cop, we're along for the ride, but just make sure that we're not driving across the median into the other oncoming lanes. Like, keep us on one track towards Insanity Town.
Yeah.
And make sure that we don't miss our exit.
Exactly.
But I do think that... that having him always try to, like, you know, like, hide kind of what's going on. It almost felt like he thought he was Batman, like, where he was, like,
he's,
you know, out during the day. Batman. And he was just like, you know, like, they'd be talking about Wolf Cop, and he was just like, yeah, who is that guy, you know? But he never owned it. He was always ashamed.
He's always like, oh, no, that guy.
Don't. It had Beauty and the Beast vibes, right? Because wasn't the Beast pretty ashamed of who he was?
Yeah, he's, like, doesn't want to be seen by anyone, and it's just...
Yeah.
But... They really just were like, alcohol. Like, this movie is not for kids, specifically because...
I don't know about that.
Not because of the boobs, but because of the alcohol. Because they're like,
yeah.
Guys, alcohol will give you superpowers and strength. Because how the wolf, like, in the end, how he gets his powers back, is he like, downs whatever is in, like,
I think it was an all-sport. I think it was, like, a blue Powerade, or it was some sort of... That was a missed opportunity, by the way, for some sort of, like, somebody get
brand
somebody big.
Something.
Go fucking go to Vitamin Water. Somebody big just be like, dude, we'll, like, give us 10 grand and we'll put them all over the set. We'll have the wolf chug one before he drinks his own blood.
And he's and then he just goes. Like, that's...
Now, real quick, I know we got to wrap this up, but I want to see, because I'm curious, as I'm watching the actor, and I forget his name, the lead actor, transform.
Yeah.
If you were cast in Wolf Cop 2, Return of the Taint, and there was a female cop added,
okay,
who's also wolfing out, what do you think you could pull off a pretty convincing transformation?
Yeah, I think I could do it, 100%.
I think you should show your fans what that would look like.
Fully commit. Absolutely not.
Great. Well, then I'll step up to the plate and be guest of the year.
Do it. You go. Do it. I want to see it.
Is there any sort of, do you have any sort of like transformation music? Or here, I got it. Ready?
Okay, what do you got? What do you got? Okay. The first song that comes.
Oh, let's see.
Oh, God.
Scary. Okay, here we go. Ready? Here we go.
Oh, my.
No. Okay. Ah. Ah. Ah, fuck. Mom, will you make that matzo ball? Gah. No, 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 no. I have the big dance tomorrow. That wasn't me. I don't know. Yeah, it's, you know. And then, you know, shirt pops off, dick comes out, fills with blood, explodes.
How? You wanted me to, like, it would not be as good as that was.
You know.
That was fantastic. Someone would say, are you an actor? You should.
I dabble. I'm in The Young Rock.
The Young Rock. You should think about.
I appreciate it.
Doing more horror.
Well, I love to go on podcasts and really put on clinics.
Yeah.
On how not to get hired. By the way, there's somebody out there auditioning for a horror film that is definitely. Fuck. I've definitely had to do some weird things in auditions where it's like an act out like that.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, we actually didn't need you to do that.
And you're like, God.
Oh, I saw I was on the page. Yeah, you don't have to do that, though, because watching you act out, try to like build a house is, you know, we've been here for an hour and you just had two lines and.
We're over it. We're over it. Yeah. So out of 10, what do you think?
Oh, Quincy's calling me.
Quincy.
Hey, Quince.
Adam, hey, they're looking for you. No
art. Oh, I'm downstairs.
Okay.
Is Mark lit?
Yeah, I believe he's lit.
Okay, I'm coming. I love you.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you for being here.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you. There he goes to perform, because that's what happens when you're at the Comedy Store. And anything can happen. Thanks, Adam, for being here. You rock. We loved having you. And we love our sponsor, FYE. You can check them out in-store or at FYE.com. And, guys, we will see you next time. Stay spooky. You can follow us on Instagram at @horroratthestore, and you can follow me as well at KT Hetty.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.